Simen Tzadik Gimel Sif Aleph. K'derei Shabisha Babosar Leivasha Bachalav. One may not cook milk in a flay sugar pot. Then Bishoba B'toch Meisleis, and if one did, if one cooked milk in a flay sugar pot while it was still a Ben Yomai, means within 24 hours of the cooking of the meat, Aser B'naisin Tam. So then, the milk is Aser if it has a flay sugar taste. How does one know if it has a fleshy taste? So the mechaber, this is the sheet of the mechaber, is that you can give it to a kfeila, you give it to a non-Jewish, you give it to a non-Jew to taste. If he tells you that it has no, that it just tastes like regular milk, then it's mutter, you could eat it. If he tells you it has a taste of meat, then it's aser. And the Ramah adds in here, v'tzorech l'shayer neged kol hakedera. The minig of Ashkenazim is not to use a kfeila, it's not to give it to a non-Jew. So how does one know? One has to be Mishayer Keneged, the entire daifin of the Kedera. So now, from the Mashmos of the Ramah, it sounds like it's possible that it might be Mutter, possible it might be Aser. You have to see how you have to see the volume of the Kedera and how much milk was put in it. The Nisik Kalim, though, point out here that it's almost impossible for a kedera to hold 60 times its volume. So, in which case, the Ramah is really saying over here, one has to be Meshayer Keneged the entire kedera, and therefore, it will be, for sure, it'll be Aser. There are certain cases where you can have very, very thin walled pots, sort of like aluminum foil thin, like those disposable aluminum pans. Sometimes they could be machzik shishim. Today, in industrial settings, it's very common to have kelim that are machzik shishim. Very large tanks that hold thousands of gallons are more often than not machzik shishim. But in your average home setting, it's very, very rare to have a kli that's machzik shishim, especially not in the times of the Ramah. So, though it's possible to have such a kli might exist, it's more likely that the Ramah over here means you have to be Shayer Neged Kulay, and therefore you will not have it, and it'll all be Aser. Another possibility is that you only have to be Meshayer Keneged Kulay if you don't know how much meat was cooked in the pot beforehand. So then you have to be Chayshish that all the walls of the Kli are full of those blias of meat. But let's say I know that within the last 24 hours, because you only have to be Meshayer what was cooked in the last 24 hours, everything else would be Einu Ben Yomo anyway. So, but if in the last 24 hours, let's say I know that I only cook 2 kezesim of meat in this pot, then I only have to be Meshayer Keneged those 2 kezesim. So as long as the pot holds 120 kezesim of milk, then those 2 kezesim would be bottle. So that could be another case. That could be an example of what the Ramah might be talking about, that you have to be Meshayer, because it might be possible that you do have shishim times the amount of that bliya. The Mechaber continues, Avalim Shah Me'es Leis Kaidim Shabishal Bai. If you waited 24 hours before you cooked the milk, Havalei Nisin Tam Lefgam. So then all the bliyas of meat that were in there from before are all going to be Nisin Tam Lefgam. U'mutter Hatavshal. And then the milk will be mutter. Because we say that after 24 hours of sitting inside the walls of a pot, all the bliyas become Lefgam, and they will not aser anymore. So even though you're cooking milk in a flay sugar pot, the milk will actually be mutter. Aval hakedera also levasha ba lebaser v'lechalav. However, the pot you may not use anymore to cook milk or meat. You may not cook milk because it's a flay sugar pot. It's still a flay sugar. Just like it was Einu Ben Yomo, you weren't allowed to cook the milk before. You're still not allowed to cook milk in it from now on. And you're not allowed to cook meat anymore because it has now blias of milk in it. So true, if you wait 24 hours and it's nice in time of gam, it will not aser, but there's a gzera Einu Ben Yomo Atu Ben Yomo, which doesn't allow you to cook milk or meat in a flay sugar pot. Now this din over here of the Mechaber is paskening not like the sheet of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah holds that from milk to meat or from meat to milk, it's just enough to wait 24 hours. You do not need to kasher it out. And he holds because since milk is hetera and meat are both hetera bala, there's no need to kasher, only by Isser, only by like clay midyan, where they mechuyev to kasher it out. But from milk to meat, or from meat to milk, it's just enough to wait 24 hours, and then So we don't paskin like that, and the Mechaber of here brings that you do have to kasher it, and even in this case where you cooked milk after 24 hours, even still you have to kasher it. Now there's actually let's just read the first line of the Ramah Haga, Avoshar Devarim Mutter. Okay, one cannot cook milk in it or cook meat in it. However, other items, let's say one wants to cook vegetables in this pot, that's permitted, because the pot, technically speaking, is not treif. Now the truth is, although the Ramah says that over here, Avoshar Devarim Mutter, the Nisei Galen point out that later on the Ramah is going to say that that's not our minig. Our minig is that we do require kashering the pot. We treat the pot as treif, and we require, and therefore it must be kashered even if you want to cook vegetables in the pot. Okay, but they say here the Ramah is bringing you the Ikar HaDin, and the Ikar HaDin is that Shar Dvarim is mutter, because technically speaking the pot never became treif, because you never had basar b'chalav in the pot. True, you had basar, true, you had chalav, but once it's Zeinu ben Yomo of each, so you'll have Bliya Zeinu ben Yomo of milk and meat in the pot, and which will go into your vegetables, but that doesn't, they're not treif. It's only asr if it would be ben Yomo. So since there's no basar b'chalav here, that you could cook pariv technically in this pot. Now there's actually a very interesting halacha which comes out of this. There's a Chuvas Chassam Sofer, which deals with how do you kasher, let's say you have a frying pan, and it was used to cook milk, and then it was used to cook, when it was Eini Ben Yomo, it was used to cook meat. Now, had it been used when it was Ben Yomo, so you'd have now a frying pan of Basa B'chalov, it can only now be kashered with Libun Gomer. It would need a full Libun to kasher it, because that would be the worst type of bliya. It would be a bliya ayde directly of basar b'chalav, and that would only be kasher with libun gomer. But if it was used when it was Eini Ben Yomo, so even though the bliya of meat went in through fire directly, and the bliya of milk goes in directly through fire, but there was no bliya of basar b'chalav into the pan directly, because it was Eini Ben Yomo. So the way you kasher, even if you used it directly with fire, let's say you have a grill that was used for fleishigs, it could be kasher with hagala, because it's hetera bala. And so too, if you had a grill that was used for milchigs, it could be kasher with hagala. So the Chassam Sofer says, even though this pan needs to be kashered, like our minig, like the Ramo, we could treat it like yisr, and we require kashering it, nevertheless, he suspects that it's enough to kasher it with hagala. He writes that he's not 100% sure, and therefore he recommends in the Truva, he says you should do three Hagalas, because there are shitas that three Hagalas, there's an adifus in doing it three times, mela to be mitzi midei all sveikas, that's what he recommends. But really he holds that it's enough to do Hagala, because the bliya went in through, it was a tera, even though the bliya went in through fire, but it's a tera bala. Like it says here in this Ramah, that Avol Shar Dvarim Mutter, really the Kli is not even a Kli Yisr. Okay, so even though we're Machmer to Kasher it, but it would be enough to Kasher with Hagalah. The Ramah continues over here. V'din Kisui Kedera is Kedin Kedera Atma. Mi'ikra Din, the Din of a Pat Top, is the same as the Pat itself, meaning the Dinim of Ben Yomo, Eina Ben Yomo, would apply to a Pat Top, just like they apply to a Pat. However, v'yesh machmirim b'kisui. However, there are those who are machmir. There was a minig to be machmir by a patap loymer da'af al pish ein ben yomai dinoi kilu hay ben yomai. That we always treat a patap as a ben yomo, even if we know for sure it's an ein ben yomo. It doesn't matter. The minig was to always deal with a patap as though it's a ben yomai. And the Ramah concludes here, V'chein noyegim b'ksas mekomos, that is the minig in some places, V'chein ani noyeg b'bnei haminig, and I am also noyeg this way because that is my minig as well. V'hu chumra b'loy tam, however, this is really an overstep of minhagim, it really has no basis to it. V'mikol mokoyim b'mokom sheyesh shum tzad lahatir b'lav halchi, and any place where there's any other tzad lakula, or if there's any hefsin involved, or any tzarech, like Shabbos, yesh lahatir, imena kisui ben yomo. Then provided that the kisui is an ena ben yomo, one can be mekel, k'moy b'kter asmat. And they'll have the same dinim like a regular pot. Not, in other words, not to have this additional chumrah that we always treat a pot top as a ben yomo. Now what's the basis for this? For this chumrah? So there are different reasons given. One reason given is because it's mazia on it constantly, reicha, and therefore it's harder to clean. The Bach says it gets stuck on much harder. We're afraid even when it's ein ben yomai, there's still be'en on it, or somehow the belia is more intense because it's being hit by the hot steam constantly. None of those, it's hard to understand. The Taz points out, how is it possible that the pot top is dirtier than the pot itself? It's true, it's heated by the steam, but the other part is heated by the fire right underneath, and things burn right onto it. The Taz doesn't understand this far. Rather, he brings the time of the Marshal for the Chumrah, and that is because their pot tops had a narrow area where the pot narrows on the top, and there would be like a hollow space where the knob would be, and there would be chayshish that a little bit of ba'en could get stuck in there. And therefore, since there's some ba'en there, it'll always have a din like a ben yomai. But even still, if you for sure have shishim times that hollow area, how much ba'en could there possibly be? If you cheshvin that there's for sure shishim times that, so then it should be okay. Others say that no, you have to be chayshish that the zeya goes up and it'll get stuck in there. You can ask her time till shishim times that area, and then you're gonna need, then when it drips back down, you're gonna need shishim pomim shishim, sort of like the case of the tipas chalav that we've discussed in Tzadi Beis, how one drip of milk, if it's shaloi keneged raitiv, it needs 3,600 times itself. So therefore, that narrow area, multiply it out by 3,600, and basically, you can aser every single pot. So that would be, therefore, the basis for such a chumrah. However, again, it's just a chumrah. One doesn't have to really make a din b'chayshish that there is any ban there, or there is such a, you know, even if you have a hollow space, that there's fleishik stuck up there. Mamela, if it's any ben yomai, make a din, like the Ramah says, one could be mekel. Especially nowadays, our pots don't really have those narrow areas on top. Most pot tops just have they might come to a point, but it's easily seen that it's clean over there, and it will not be a problem. Okay, the Ramah continues over here. V'mlochu kisui roiseach mikdeira shel basar. If one took a hot pot top off of a fleishiga pot, and he placed it on top of his, milchiga pot, im shneihem chamim, shneihem asurim. So if they're both hot, then they're both going to be asur. So if you have a fleishiga pot top that you took, and you accidentally took it off of the fleishiga pot, and you meant to put it, let's say, back down onto the fleishiga, you accidentally put it on top of a milchiga pot, so they're both hot, they're both going to be asur. Im yesh meichel b'kadeira shal Shabasar v'chalov, if there's food in both the fleishig and the milchiga pot, v'makisui tzoynein. Okay, so if it was all hot, so the problem's going to be the pot was mazia from the fleishigs, it's now going to be mazia from the milchigs, and now you're going to have big problems. It's going to aser the other pot. However, v'makisui tzoynein, if you put a cold pot top, v'akidera chama, but the pot was hot, so you put a cold top onto a hot pot. So now mishneim asurim. It'll again be the same problem. Im hischil hazia, if the bottom pot begins to steam up onto the top. Okay, lazia tachas akisui the tatagover, because we have the rule tatagover, which means that whatever is on the bottom overtakes the. So even though the top is cold, but since the bottom is hot, it will be gover, and we have to now be mishayer connected kuloi, and it's going to be aser. However, if you have the opposite, if you have a kisui cham, you put a hot pot top onto a cold pot, Hakol Shari. Then everything is going to be mutter. Raka Michael Tzarech Klipa. Just if you had a dry item inside the pot, you have to be choshish that maybe something dripped off because the pot top was hot. You took it from a hot, you took it off a hot flesh sugar pot, let's say, it might drip down onto the milchig item. And therefore, you'd have to remove a klipa because there might be some drips of fleshigs onto your milchigs, which would answer only a clay klipa, but yet you'd have your chayshish for that clay klipa. But that's only if you're able to be kailifit, if you're able to remove that klipa. Vim lav, if you can't remove it, then hakol shari, that everything is permitted. But that's the rule the Rama already told us from Simon Tzadi Aleph, that if you can't remove the klipa, then b'dievet it becomes bottle. The lahaya meichel b'kedera, and if you didn't have any food in the pot, you just put it onto an empty pot, then hakol shari, again everything's mutter. Why? To have a kashtei kederas shenagu zu bazu, that's just two dry surfaces that touch, which we say the bliya cannot go through without raitiv. So that would be the example over here. You're putting a hot flay sugar pot top onto a milchig pot. If there's no food in there, it's all dry. So then you just have, the issue is the two metals touching. As long as it's all dry, there won't be an issue of, it would just be shnei kederas naigim zu bazu. It's like two pots that touch each other that do not, nobly it goes through. Now, the Taz over here is interesting. He deals with some of the halachas brought, not in the Shulchan Aruch, but brought in the tour. So one interesting case is the shita of the Baal Hitter. The Baal Hitter holds that if you have a kli cheres, that you can, if you have a kli cheres and you cook in it, let's say it's a fleishig kli cheres and you cook in it milk, it can actually become pariv by doing so. It's a pleiadic idea, you know, how is it shayach such a thing? So the Taz explains that the Baal Hitter Shita is that Kli Cheres, that which we say that you can't kasher a Kli Cheres, that it's any yotzi midei doifi ayla oilam, that it never can be poiled all the bliyas. The Baal Hitter holds that that's only by kachim that we say that. But really, midaraisa by chulin, you could do hagala on a Kli Cheres. However, the Rabbanan were geyser that you can't kasher a Kli Cheres, just like by kachim. But really, mi'ikra din, midaraisa, it is able to be kashered, but it's only gzera d'rabbanan that you can't. But if you cook the milchigs in the fleishig pot, and you do it in a way where the pot will not become, let's say the milk does not become treif. I have shishim keneged, the bliya of meat that was in there. So the milk is now mutter. So really, technically speaking, I drew out the bliya of fleishigs, right? On a deraisa level, I drew it out. And now the pot should become, kashered. Elamai, midrabanan, we say, any yotzi midei doifi la'olam. So Taz says, we only say that when the pot becomes treif. Here, like we said we explained from the Rama, the pot here never really became treif. Because you never had basar b'chalav over here. You just have bliyas of basar and you have bliyas of chalav. So the alternative is to say that the pot is not treif, but you just can't use it anymore for milchigs or for fleishigs. So since it's a klicheres and you're not going to be able to kasher it, so the Baal Hitter would say that that's a bidiyavid. And even though ordinarily we don't allow the bidiyavids to say that it's kashered, otherwise we did away with the whole gezerah of any yaitzim bidei dofi oilam. However, in this case where the pot never really became treif, then we do say that it became kashered. That's what Taz explains the shita of the Baal Hitter. What's interesting is, although we don't really paskin like this Baal Hitter, the Taz says that this Baal Hitter is also l'shitasai, that he holds that you could kasher a kli cheres if it's ein ben yomai with three hagalas. And although there too we don't really paskin like the Baal Hitter, however, it is brought in certain cases that we use that as a tziruf. So for instance, the Shulchan Aruch himself brings this, by Hilchos Bishalakum, that you can kasher a kli cheres of Bishalakum when it's Eini Ben Yomai with three Hagalos. So even though on the one hand we don't paskin like the Baal Eter, on the other hand, we see that we are at least given enough, you know, chayshish for it enough that in certain cases we're even saimach on it. So then, you know, and the Taz is explaining that really that sheet of the Baal Eter is based on the fact that really you could kasher a kli cheres. It's just it's just a gzera d'rabbanan not to. That we should compare it to kachim, because kachim on a deraisa level can't be kashered, but really chulin on a deraisa level at least can be kashered.